This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Chavetz Chaim, Parshas Tetzaveh. Ve'ela ha-begadim ha-shoyasu choshen ve'efoidu me'il. Masech te'erachin daf tezayin amud aleph. It explains the me'il is mechaper on lashon hara. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let something that makes noise come and atone for a sin of noise. Therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, I believe this comes from Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, if I remember correctly, in the back of the Sefer. Chafetz Chaim says, therefore it says, make the me'il completely tcheles. Why? Why should the me'il be of tcheles? Tcheles is similar to the sea. The sea is similar to the rakia. The rakia is similar to the kisei hakavod. This way you remember, you're asid li tein din lefnei kisei hakavod. We find in Tanit Ve'eliyahu, Lashon Hara goes up to the kisei hakavod. Like it says, shatu bashamayim piem uleshoinam tialach ba'aretz, which is translated to mean, even though one's tongue may be wagging here in this world, the words rise to the heavens. And by wearing the tcheles, you'll remember, A, you're going to have to give a din b'cheshbon, and two, your words will rise before the kisei hakavod. Next detail of the me'il, the piroishoi b'soichai, it's basically a converse turtleneck. Men should avoid wearing turtlenecks these days, but it's beyond the scope of this particular shir on the Chafetz Chaim. But the me'il was a reverse turtleneck. It's piroishoi b'soichai. The turtleneck is piroishoi mi'bachutz. The me'il is piroishoi b'soichai. Why? The Gemara in Chulin says that peites on the pasuk. Toila eretz al blima. What does the world stand? Al miha ilam kayam. Al misha boilam pib b'shas meriva. And that is that you conquer your desire to speak, that it doesn't go out. So therefore, piroishoi b'soichai. The me'il b'soichai, you're conquesting your mouth inwardly. Now, safa yia lepiv saviv mase oireg. Literally, there should be a border for the mouth around a work of weaving. But you should also, says the Chafetz Chaim, this is an illustrative tool. You should envision that your lips were woven mase oireg, that you shouldn't open them. In other words, you're sitting around the table and something enters your mind. By the way, there's a very important principle in life. Not everything that enters your mind you need to share with other people. In fact, almost nothing that enters your mind should you share with other people. But I had a good idea, I have a good line. Excellent. Great. That's not relevant to whether you should say it or not. Therefore, you should always imagine that a professional weaver came to your home and wove your lips shut. A weaver, not a sewer. Because if you sewed it, you could easily snap it. Woven. Your mouth is woven. Okay. Kifi sachra yieloi lo yikarea. Kifi sachra. What does that mean? It should not be torn. Says Rashi, we learn from here that their armor was the entrance, meaning the hole for the head or the arms, was doubled over, was double layered so that it wouldn't tear. Says the Chafetz Chaim, this is alluding to us, just like their armor, just like when you wear armor. Let's say today, for those of you in the glorious New York snow, you didn't wear a sweatshirt when you went outside. I had to go into my front closet and pull out begadim from when dinosaurs roamed the earth. Okay? The good thing is nobody would have known it was me, so, you know, it's okay. But let's say I would not have come to the shir wearing what I wore to Shacharis this morning. Now, a good coat has many layers. Armor has even more layers. So something armor that you wear so you don't get damaged from arrows is well reinforced. So too, and when you wear armor, it protects you. Armor protects you. It protects you from the ammunition that others may fire at you. So too, keeping your mouth closed is protection. is protection. Because even though you think that if you say something back, you're, you know, usually we say, the best defense sometimes is a good offense. Sometimes, you know, especially Lahavdil Elif Alfei Avdalos, there's something called the National Football League. So back in the days, in the 60s, in the 70s, in the 80s, you had teams with a good defense. Actually, this is not a good analogy for this year. But up till very recently, it was all about just taking the ball and getting a touchdown. Because the best defense is a good offense. But not when it comes to interpersonal relations. Any word you say back, you will get more ammunition against you. So therefore, the best defense is keeping your mouth closed. Shasoif davar yeh, sheyishtoik hamerev. By not answering. However, whenever you respond to insult, then you get insulted more. Now, what are these pomegranates and bells doing on the mi'il? Says Chavetz Chaim, it's a remez to what the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Pei Tes. What should a person's profession be in this world? Should you be a rabbi? Should you be a doctor, a lawyer, a car mechanic, an electrician? Or what you need the highest qualifications for today? You know what you need the highest amount of education and qualifications? To shovel snow in New York. You need to produce the highest degree of qualification. But none of those things should be your profession. You should be a professional silencer. You should be a professional non-talker. What should your profession be? You should make yourself mute. Yachal afla divrei Torah ken. You would think, oh, even for a Torah? No. Tzedek tedaberon. Talk a lot of righteousness. So according to this, basically, whenever you have free time, you shouldn't sit batel, you should learn Torah. And when you can't learn, for whatever reason, what should you do? You should be silent. These are your two options in this world. Basically, in this world, you have two options. There are two modes. Mode number one is speaking divrei Torah. Mode number two is producing silence. The Rambam says, "L'olam yarbe adam b'shtika." So you say, the Rambam says that? Where does the Rambam say that? The answer is, I have absolutely no idea. But Rav Miller would say that all the time. The Rambam says, "L'olam yarbe adam b'shtika." But I don't know where it is. And Rav Miller would say that, from here we learn that shtika is a positive accomplishment. You think that silence is it's the absence of talking. No, it's a positive achievement. You produced silence. So those are your two options. You could produce silence or you could produce Divrei Torah. Therefore, on the Me'il, there was bells and pomegranates. The bells made noise. That's a remez to Limud HaTorah. The pomegranates reflect shtika, right? I mean, have you ever heard a pomegranate talk? I find pomegranates to be very quiet. You know, they sit there very, very quietly. They don't make a lot of noise. They don't, you know, they're pleasant company, the pomegranates. So the pomegranates represent shtika, and the bells represent Talmud Torah. And if you act in this way, v'nishma koiloi bevoyoi el hakodesh, your tefilos will be niskabel in Shamayim. That's the Chavetz Chaim on the Me'il. And that's the Chavetz Chaim on Parshas Tetzaveh. That's the, I believe this comes from Sefer Shmiras HaLashon. In the back of Shmiras HaLashon, the Chavetz Chaim has Ha'arais on the Parshias. Have a great day, everyone.
Recording stopped.
La'olam yarba adam b'shtika. Let's see where that is. Let's see. La'olam.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.